So for now, next day.
Yes.
Right.
I guess we can go check on Bosgrim to see if he's actually.
So Leovar
done
rolls
he
in
came back,
like,
right?
Leovar rolls in at like stayed. Midnight.
Hey, I would probably still be up, just hanging at the bar.
Yeah, he rolls in at midnight.
Where have you been all day, man?
He goes, he seems very buzzed. He's like, what do you mean, where have I been? It's a fucking festival outside. Why have you guys been inside the one bar that we've been in, like, every fucking night? There's a whole party out there.
We've been talking about what guild we were gonna join.
Heroic Hunters. I'm going to bed. Stammers up to his bedroom.
Speaking of which, Cora has been being taken care of. She's doing well. She's only coming down for food, so it's understandable.
Yeah, if I was her, I would do the same thing.
I was half tempted to have food sent up, but she seemed adamant about picking up her own, so I want her to feel safe and encouraged.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
As Leovar stammers up the stairs, he goes, wait, and he comes rolling back. He comes, like, running back down, and surprisingly, he doesn't eat shit. Like, even though he's stumbling, he actually just catches himself the whole way down. He comes back down, and he's just like, wait, there's one more girl we should talk to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What?
What?
What guild?
What?
It's the guild name.
What guild?
You said that there's a guild you want to talk to.
Yeah.
What is the guild name?
Yeah, we should go talk to them.
Where are they?
He looks towards the door.
What are you talking about?
I swear to God, if it's going to be like the Assassin's Guild or something.
What? No. No. I don't think so.
I'm confused. Is the name what?
What?
Is that the name of the guild? What?
What?
What is the name of the guild?
It's the guild.
Do you want to lead us there?
Yeah. And he starts, like, stammering.
Chase after him.
Are they even? It's the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
There are people up and drinking like at basically all hours. This
motherfucker took on half a trough and now he's buzzed? What?
He probably drank a full trough.
I don't remember.
No, Jesus.
That's scary.
He drank a full trough.
Did someone pick your pockets as well?
I have a funny feeling he probably picked other people's pockets.
Checks his pockets. No.
Did yours get picked,
shocked,
though?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Checks his pockets. No.
Pulls out like a bag of gold, starts counting all of it. I'm short. I spent that. Never mind. Okay, I got all my gold.
Do you guys follow Leovar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
So you guys follow Leovar, and he leads you for like 15 minutes, and then he stumbles into like this alleyway, and it's just an alleyway. It's just like this stone alleyway. He's like,
inspect the like stone. Is it shitty stone?
No, it's just stone. Like, go ahead and make a search check. Remember to add +2 because you're
dwarf.
Yep.
Leovar, where
are
we?
I got a nat 20.
Oh god.
Plus my search.
Well, you got a nat 20. Yeah. So, what you notice is that there is a slight divot on this wall, a single divot on this wall that seems to be just big enough for a coin to fit, but it looks like it has to be a very specific coin. And Leovar kind of goes, "Shh, you have to be very quiet. I know how to get into this guild."
You have the coin.
He kind of goes like,
"Wait, what does he need that for?"
Kind of goes, it's magic. And you see him, he goes up to a wall and he kind of goes like, "It's a very ancient magic trick that I learned about walls." And he taps on the wall and goes, "Da da 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 da." And he hits the wall. And you just hear, like, a Brina roll spot check.
Okay. I don't know if I
That one is to spa for 13.
Oh, yeah, God. You don't see this. Dark. Somehow he fucking does something, and all of a sudden you see the wall kind of like, and it opens up and kind of goes, ta-da! Magic.
It's not magic, but...
It is magic.
You shh. No, they probably hear you. You shh.
You
shh. I pick up the coin he threw.
No, he didn't throw it. It's gone.
Oh, what?
You didn't even see him use a coin.
Yeah, you saw him put the coin in his hand that disappeared.
Yeah.
Because he had a poopy spot check.
But I also saw that there's a coin, so I can deduce that he used a coin. A special coin.
You can deduce whatever you want.
Or just a fancy toll door where you just put in any gold. Like any gold piece, they just take it.
Oh, okay, he stumbles down this stairway that leads downward.
Okay.
Well, drunk man.
This is a unique experience with a new guild, I suppose.
Do you guys follow him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right behind him.
So you follow him down. You go down this little stairway, it leads about 15, 20 feet, and then you see that there's a door there. Just a single, like, wooden reinforced door. When you get there, you see Leovar, he knocks on the door, he goes, da 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 da. And then you see this thing open up, it kind of goes like, man, you are waste. Oh my god, you smell. Who did you bring with you? He kind of goes, these are my people.
I think that's an upgrade. I don't know.
And kinda it's goes, not like we haven't saved his neck, like, multiple times.
He didn't call us crew or something like that.
Ah, yes, crew. That's not bad.
Damn it.
Wait, what?
And the guy kind of goes like, all right, come on in. He just opens up the door, and you see like this underground area. And Leovar just kind of stumbles in.
I follow him in.
So where, what is the name of this place, Leovar?
He goes, that's the secret. And he sits down.
But we're here. So you can tell us where the fuck we are.
We're here.
Witches.
Here.
We're here.
Table.
We're queer. We probably need a beer.
Beer. No.
Oh god, you don't need a beer. Never mind.
Are there other people around?
Yeah, and they're all looking at Leovar like he's a fish out of water.
Okay. I guess we'll do the deducing about what's going on here.
Can we please keep out of trouble? I did not pack my armor nor my rock cross.
Yeah, none of us did.
I don't think we're going to, like...
I hope not.
I don't think so. These seemed like fairly friendly people. It just seems like... I think...
So, you see this elf approach you guys, and he seems... rather serious, and he sits across the table from you.
Is he a southern or a northern elf?
You're actually not sure. He's got like a hood on, and he seems to be very guarded about his appearance, so to speak.
And his skin tone doesn't, give away southern.
No, I mean, like, he's definitely got lighter skin for sure, but you're not sure exactly who this is. So he sits across the table from you, that Leovar's now sitting at, kind of hunkered over. And he just kind of looks at all of you and just sits down and he pours himself a glass of something. And he doesn't say a word. He just sits there for a moment looking at all of you.
I just kind of like tip my head.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Kind of
evening.
Like, He like deadpan looks at you guys very seriously,
mm-hmm.
and just continues to sip his drink very silently.
So, apologies for
coming here without much knowledge, but our friend here, Leovar, kind of led us here. And he's very, very inebriated currently. So no offense, but what is this place?
Takes another long sip of his drink. He doesn't really say anything. Just continues to look at you.
I look over at Leovar.
Leovar kind of goes slack.
I'll say in Elven, I'm sorry, do you only speak Elven?
He kind of like raises an eyebrow. Just takes another sip.
Then in Halfling, I highly doubt you speak Halfling.
He just shakes his head.
In Dwarven, maybe Dwarven.
I put down a platinum in front of him.
I swear to God, if you speak gnome, I'm gonna lose my shit.
Okay, you put
money
down.
Money speaks for many.
I don't know.
He kind of goes. He kind of looks at you for a second, looks down at the platinum, and then looks back up at you. He's like, I'm not looking for platinum.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is it that you're looking for then?
I'm just curious about who the heck you are.
Somehow our bumblefuck friend, I point over to Leovard, somehow found his way into your graces and somehow dragged us into it. And I have a feeling we are just about to kick a hornet's nest.
He goes, and what would make you think that?
I don't think it's a hornet's nest. He just said that this was a guild.
Yes, but we are in a super secret guild that had multiple tunnels and hidden underneath. That was very hard to find. Obviously, they do not want to be found.
Well, one of you and is very perceptive, it appears.
Life has taught me to be perceptive because of my repertoire and where I come from.
He pulls out a slight book and seems to jot a note down, and closes it.
And I see what he writ down.
Do you speak Elven?
No.
Then you have no fucking idea.
Fuck.
If someone else wants to make a spot check with Elven, you're more than welcome.
I'll try it. No. I got a 6.
Nah, I got like 11 or something.
You guys don't know? Yeah.
I'm under the assumption that you are the guild leader, or at least near the top.
No, I am not the guild leader. I am merely, let's just say, a higher up of sorts. He kind of goes like, however, your friend here had made a good impression within the Copper District, and we reached out to him, although he was very drunk at the time, and said that he wanted to talk only with his crew, as he put it, because apparently you guys were part of all that.
This is true.
Well, it's good to know he's not completely an idiot.
Completely?
He could just be that way at certain times.
He acts an idiot, that's all.
He's very good at that.
Mm-hmm. He's human. Very young and naivete in comparison to someone who races that live longer.
He kind of goes, in my experience, it seems elves and dwarves are more stubborn than humans, and often they are more stupid than humans, but that's just me.
Fair point.
And pardon us, Master Elf, we did not give our names. Shall we exchange names, at least enough to make pleasantries?
In simple terms, you can just call me Sky.
It is nice to meet you officially, Sky. I am called Theradred, but Thera to most.
My name is Gar. That's the simple version of my name.
I am known as Vera.
He's not here, remember?
Vera.
Right, yeah.
He just kind of goes like, well, that's very interesting. So tell me, why did you help out the people in the Copper District? I'm interested to know. This one said many things, but in his inebriated state, I'm not sure exactly if he's a worthy source of information. Leovar is now snoring on the table.
I just kind of like pet and try to like muffle a tiny bit, but like just...
They close his mouth so that way he has to breathe out of his nose.
I mean, really, we all helped for many different reasons, but mostly we helped because there was a need and we could.
Yeah.
Really, you're just...
Fix everyone in a way.
Do-gooders.
I've been living in the Copper District to help out the Southern Elven refugees since I got to Gallants. So, yes?
Yeah, that's why we were out there in the first place, was we were asked to provide help in the area, and we saw people
by
that
who?
Needed help. I don't think we're at liberty to discuss that, unfortunately. Our employer wouldn't like that.
So you're just do-gooders under a mysterious name by someone in the city?
Yes.
Yes, more or less. That's what we have to... Unfortunately, that's what we have to go by for other
Does
people.
Does the one who goes by the nickname of Sky in a super secret underground guild...
Sorry, what?
Says the one who goes by the nickname of Sky... With a super secret hidden guild.
He kind of goes like, yeah, the difference is my job is to procure information and to vet people.
That's fair.
But that is why we were in the area. But it was, yeah, to help out somebody that was captured and we wanted to help. Get her out.
Who was that?
He didn't tell you. I like look over at him like he didn't tell you like everything.
No, he was very specific with his information.
Well, what information did you guys get? I'm just wanting to be very careful about what information we give out about the people we help so we don't put them in possible greater danger.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. He just kind of goes like, you don't have to tell me. That's fine.
It was somebody that lived in the Copper District, if that makes any sort of leeway on the importance of her, but we got her out. She's now safer. So, yeah. Unfortunately, some other people got hurt in the process, but we've hopefully helped alleviate some of the issues from that event.
Kind of rubs his nose a little bit and just kind of goes, Brazier, they're all yours. And he just kind of gets up. You see this woman kind of turn around. She seems to be kind of small, like a gnome. And she turns around with bright gold eyes. And she's actually very pretty. And she comes bounding over with like long black hair that's braided back and freckles across her face. And she kind of goes like, ooh, newcomers? That's kind of fun and interesting. She stands up on the table and just kind of goes like, a drunk one, a dwarf one, an elf one, and a gnome. Good looking. So what's going on?
There is technically another dwarf, but he's caught up in clerk work.
Well, that's just boring.
Yes,
it is.
Very.
Interesting.
Your name is Brazier?
Yes. My name is Brazier, and it is wonderful to meet you. I see you have met our lovely Sky. And Sky just kind of like doesn't even do that. Trust me, he's a bundle of fun all the time. Aren't you, Sky? Yeah, that's what I thought, Sky.
So,
like, doesn't even answer.
So, you got in contact with our drunk friend.
Yes, here. I met him personally. He's a wonderful time.
Yeah, he can be a nice
dear.
Fellow.
I didn't mean that way, honey. Please, I don't ride anything above 3 feet.
Smart woman.
There is a max limit.
I'm a little too tall then. But damn it.
You're sitting right now, so she can't tell.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of good happenstance because we were told that we need to form an official adventuring party since we just started to work together, and that we need to make things official in order to get more work.
I mean, that's how it works in the city, unfortunately. It's just the name of the game. You just gotta find which employer you like the best and which one gives you the best gigs and the goods that you need.
Fair.
It's really quite simple, honestly. However, you're lucky that your friend stumbled across us.
So, he wouldn't tell us what guild this is.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I should introduce us. We're the Moonsmere. We're kind of a secret guild that operates within Gallants. You take it as, like, we like to think of ourselves as the help the needy and relieve the rich of their rather heavy purses at times.
See, this is the kind of guild that I was talking to you about
as soon as she said it. Okay, so basically Vera's gonna sign wherever you need to sign at this point. You've just sold her.
I don't want to work for the nobles.
No,
I'm sorry.
I am not disagreeing.
Honey, I have bad news for you. We all work for the nobles in some way, shape, or form. It doesn't matter. They have coin, we need money.
Yes, but not like the gold shield.
Gold shields aren't all bad. Old men who run the place are quite nice. As long as you're on the good side.
Smile. Fair.
Hey, at least you aren't working for the fangs, baby. That one?
I've heard.
Turn that pretty little face into a problem.
A problem?
Honey, they could use you in ways that you wouldn't even imagine.
Oh, dear.
I don't mean sexually. Relax.
Okay? I didn't take it that way, but oh, dear. All right, well, so help the poor, relieve some purses of the rich, and operating secretly. Does it hurt the fact that only a couple of us are actually sneaky, and some of us tend to be a little bit more heavily armored?
Yeah, two of us were full plate.
Honey, we use what we got. It's okay. Not all sunshine and rainbows and shadows. There's a lot of stuff that we do that is quite loud and, to say the least, bang.
Fair.
Good.
But you also have to understand, as far as jobs go, we are, let's say, on the more download side.
I mean, I don't think any of us really mind that.
Oh, I'm just letting you know. It's part of the job, so to speak. However, we don't normally employ adventuring parties immediately out the gate just because there's a lot of, let's just say, people have trouble keeping the whole
one part of the secret guild thing under wraps.
Also, to be honest, if you did join this guild, it would be on a very low basis.
Contracted out.
More or less. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of the resources that a lot of other guilds have because, hey, go figure, we can't really be out in the open. Because that's just how this guild works. It's super fun.
Suits a need, but I can see how that would be difficult.
Well, we also directly report to some noble houses on occasion, just so you know. Oh. Information is very powerful, trust me.
Hmm.
And we are very good at procuring information. In fact, the only people who are better than us are the only people we hate, so there you go.
Assuming the Fang.
Oh yes, they are vile.
They are the worst.
I need us to join the Moonsmere. Just because I want to interact with her more.
It's fair.
I think that's kind of what we're unofficially doing right now.
Yeah.
But don't worry, honey. We don't tangle with the Fangs too often. That's no-go territory. We did have one member recently do something really stupid, but, you know.
Oh, no. I am curious now.
Oh, you don't have to worry about it too much. Trust me. The mountains are a good place to cool off.
Spoiler alert, it was Lee.
Oh.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh fuck.
Hey Sky, you remember that guy that fucked stuff up recently? Yes. What do you think about him? I'm glad he's in the mountains. Yeah, me too. Me too.
Okay.
I mean, all right. If we were interested in procuring employment or contracts from you, could we... How would registering as a group work?
Well, you just have to get all the normal stuff. It just goes through a secret means of initiation and vetting and other things of that sort. Unfortunately, like I said, honey, once you're with this guild, there's not a lot of benefits that we can give you on the surface. Although... just to be totally honest, you'll have a lot of dirt on a lot of people that you'd love to have dirt on. It's really quite fun. But that comes with the knowledge that don't do anything stupid with it, and also there's a lot of things that we need to move, both information, people, things of that sort, and they all need to stay very under wraps, because believe me, you do not want some of these people finding out what we're doing. Mind you, we're not doing anything too bad. We're trying to help people here. We are the help the needy group, as we like to say.
I mean, you can't always help the needy under the realm of law.
Well, that's why we exist.
So, I understand that personally.
I have no problem with the law or without it. I work well with or without it.
Ezra's gonna be like,
we're doing what?
Excuse.
This is a neutral good.
This is technically. Oh!
No, his guild.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pissed.
I was doing this thing. Was it a guild contracted thing? No. Not a normal guild contracted thing. It was a special guild kind of contracted thing. Okay.
Guys, I'm actually not chaotic this round. I am a neutral good with lawful tendencies.
Yeah, because I'm neutral. Are you neutral as well? Or are you chaotic?
Chaotic.
Okay, I figured you'd be chaotic.
I'm usually chaotic.
You are chaotic. Wow, so we're the neutral...
Leovar's chaotic.
Yeah, the neutral with a little bit of chaotic. We need to cast the chaos version of the one spell where it's like, if you're lawful, it does, like, nothing. But is there an opposite where if, like, you're chaotic, it does nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the spell that's we
attack. Chaos Hammer.
Yeah, that's the one we need.
Yeah, the only problem is, you guys ever fight anything that goes, like, fuck good, everyone's gonna be like, ugh!
Yeah.
Because everybody has good.
Everybody has good.
Hey, that's huge.
You're muted, babe.
Oh, I know, but they can hear me, so yours.
Yeah, I just unmuted, but yes. Nice. It's a good thing I unmuted.
To be fair, half my other party is neutral, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, random side question. Do you guys also have, like, historical knowledge of stuff?
Depends.
Okay.
We're not really, to be honest, we're not really in the procurement of, like, history. It's not really what sells. We're more on current events, I would say.
Fair. I had to ask. That's for my own personal sake.
And what thing would that be?
No much knowledge.
Honey, there's a lot more interesting stuff here.
But no much knowledge. There's a lot of cool stuff there.
Honey, if you want no much knowledge, I'm right here.
Oh dear.
I pull out my box thing. It goes like, have you ever seen one of these before, though? Boop.
Honey, that's a box, and I come pre-installed with one.
I love her. I'm just gonna say it.
this is a little bit sweeter of a box, and I turn it on.
Mine's the sweetest.
Well, I turn it on. Boop. Does it turn on Osmond?
Yeah, it comes up, does the thing. Kind of like, what? Oh, great. Another one. Hi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Wait, what is... Wait, what's happening?
You guys see a little projection of a little man.
This is my friend Osmond.
I've seen it once before, and I've been curious. Yeah.
He goes...
What?
Hi. This is awkward. Okay, bye.
What was that?
He was inside a gnomish, like, archaeological site. And his soul, I'm guessing, his soul got trapped inside this box. So.
That's...
Gnomish technology! Yay! From, like...
Still very upset about that.
Like 10,000...
Yeah, me too.
Like 10,000-year-old technology or so, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, hey, the power of gnome technology. Right now he can turn on a light. And it's not very fancy right now, but it's a neat thing.
Yeah, okay, fine. I mean, you missed out on a good opportunity, but, you know.
Good opportunity for what?
Cheers.
I don't understand. Something that happened in his backstory?
I didn't hit on her well enough.
I think she was meaning sex.
I didn't take the good joke. I was more concerned about gaining the knowledge. I went too nerdy on her. That's basically what happened.
Anyway.
That bleeding in.
Josh can friend zone himself even in D&D.
That bleeding life, man. Stop bleeding. Wait, no, he's actually broke that chain. So. Good on you, Josh. Good on you.
But, okay. I mean, of course, we'd need to talk with Buzzgrim, but if we would like to sign up, where do we need to go to do such?
You would come back down here. You just need a coin to get in.
Okay. Does he point to... I point to him, our drunk
Leovar?
Friend. Leovar? Does he have another one? Okay.
Well, he has the one. He didn't actually use it. He's smart.
No.
What do you mean he didn't actually use it?
I saw him have it and then it disappeared. I don't know how he got it, but I was able to find the groove.
Yeah, he... Just trust me. Your friend is actually quite good at...
disabling that lock.
Yes. That's why he found us.
Oh, I am sorry. He likes to, find...
No. It's actually okay. If you have the skill and the knowledge to find one of our doors and unlock it without the coin, we would like to talk.
Fair enough.
Probably be the next one. I've dealt with lots of underground and traps of such sorts.
That's fine. He just did a really good job, so.
You should try to unlock the door when we leave. See if you can.
Let's not. Just,
oh, okay. Oh, okay, fine.
It's not the point. You guys have already had the conversation. You don't need to.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, and I think we'll probably be in contact with you.
All right. Leovar kind of gets up. All right, that was fun. Let's go.
Yeah, of course he was listening the whole time.
I just, like, pat the side of his face.
Were you listening the entire time?
He was listening the whole time.
What?
Were you listening the entire time?
Onward! And he charges out.
We know that he does. He does this... I feel like he does this a lot to a lot of other people. He pretends to be drunk, passed out, in order to listen to all your stuff.
Usually.
He's already, like...
Yeah,
out. No, I know,
follow.
We're, like, following... I'm, like,
it's
like,
good to meet you.
Own. The audacity of humans. I swear.
Yes.
She kind of goes, wonderful to meet you. Sky, say bye. He says bye.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you for your hospitality, Sky, Brazier.
You are more than welcome. Hope to see you soon. Sky says his goodbyes. No, I don't. Yes, he does.
And we walk out.
Alright, you get outside. Leovar seems completely sober now. He's just like, so, what'd you think?
Were you at all even drunk?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Yeah.
What?
Why?
What?
Why?
Why do you have to lie to us? Why do you have to lie to us?
You didn't have to show. We would have come with you.
We just come with you. You didn't have to pretend to be drunk.
I thought it was funny.
I'll take it.
Do you suffer from like a compulsive lying fit?
I think he suffers from like a I like to have fun fit.
Yes.
It was funny. It was funny.
So manipulation. Got it.
Fun.
Hey, I mean, I really liked them.
I did too. Surprisingly, that was very interesting and very promising.
See?
Yeah. I'm just wondering about the logistics part. Like, I would join them in a heartbeat, but the logistics part of, one, our friends' guild.
Well, and
two,
also,
working with who we're currently working with, and if...
Well, and also, we could do both. That guild, there's a lot of things that we won't get to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I would love to, as long as it's able to work out.
I don't think we can really put them on a resume. Like, yeah, we worked with this super secret guild. The what?
Yeah, we're this adventuring group. What guild are you with?
The super secret one. Yeah.
We're with a guild.
You're not with a guild. I wonder
we're
if they have
guild
a fake,
of our own, we
I wonder
could
if
say.
A fake shell guild that you just say you're a part of.
Well.
That's just a stupid thing.
Just, I think the only thing that we have to take into account is that if we join that guild, there's going to be times where we might be getting into some hairy situations.
Legality wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Because it doesn't sound like they're exactly legal.
And it sounds like they're probably less legal when it comes to noble.
I'm not really cared about noble. I'm more worried about royal.
No, I know, but I mean like.
Well, noble, royal. They're one step apart.
Yeah. I mean, like, dealing with them, they might do. I could be wrong, but I'm guessing that they're, like, fishy with them, and the nobles might try to come after them legally.
I wonder if we could ask to speak to her, or at least speak to her knight, and see if we could. The information might be useful for her.
Something tells me the princess bankrolls them.
That's also what I want to find out, but that's out of character.
That's fair.
Leovar just kind of goes like, I thought you guys might be interested in meeting them, so.
They
very much so.
Yes, they have probably moved to the top of my list.
On a serious note, I do need to get back home. I have a pounding headache. I drank way too much tea.
Let's get back to the
whole drunk routine wasn't exactly false. It was just exaggerated because holy shit, my head hurts.
No, I get that.
When
feeling.
Was the last time you took in water?
How much
does ale count as water?
No,
it does not.
I thought there was a lot of water in this ale. They cut it like a lot.
It's been a week.
See?
Let's get back to the lion's den. You can drink some water and go to bed. And I head out from the alleyway.
Hopefully Bosgrim will be done with all of his paperwork.
Hopefully. We need to talk to him about this all next. That's going to be the next hurdle.
That just also makes me wonder, do they know about Jasper? Or do they have ties and connections to Jasper?
If we decide to join them, we can always ask. But...
You know about secret informants in the underground area? Be like, oh, you mean our informants that are in the underground area?
Or even the royalty, if they seem to have dirt on everyone.
Everyone makes a spot check.
Oh dear.
Nat
20.
Nice.
Nat 20.
What the fuck? What? Stop it. Don't take away from my spotlight. That's the first good roll
I've
had.
I know, that's
had.
The first good roll. But my very first roll. In here. My very that. First roll happened to be Nat 20.
I got a 16.
Alright. So, you two see that there is two men walking towards you, and
oh God.
As they're walking towards you, they are in cloaked hoods, and they... What is that?
Sorry, this is this.
Where did he post?
In bullshit chat.
Oh, there
he's
it
like
is.
When my group joins the rogues guild, they
what?
What?
That's appropriate. It's not the Assassin's Guild, at least.
Oh,
it is definitely the Rogues Guild, though.
Didn't I send that to your mom?
What?
What? Yeah, I think I sent that to your mom when she cut me out of the picture.
Oh, yeah, I think you did.
When your mom cut you out of the family picture, excuse me.
I think you did, because it was half of your face was in the Christmas card.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's very funny.
She's like, I have to choose either half of my son's face or half of David's face. She's like, sorry, David.
I need to find that screenshot. It was really funny. Great picture. Anyways, they're approaching you. What do you guys do?
How are they?
Do they have weapons?
Oh yeah, they have weapons. They're not drawn.
Let's continue walking.
The other way.
Let's continue what? Walking away.
Yeah. I start walking a little bit faster.
Towards like...
I don't have a weapon on me. God damn it.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yep, let's
where do you guys
go.
Start walking?
Towards a road.
They're walking towards you. Like, they're coming towards you.
Oh, they're coming towards us. Oh, then I guess...
Is there a back way?
You can turn around or try to dart down the alley.
Let's try to dart down...
Yeah, I'd head down the alley. All
right. So, as you head down the alley, suddenly, literally right in front of you, someone becomes visible, and it looks like a completely cloaked figure with a hood that you can't
Jesus.
See. And he kind of goes, hello. I would like to talk for a second.
Hi.
Is this, like, the people...
Are they taller than us?
He's, like, 5'10".
Okay, so slightly. Okay.
Does this give us the vibes from, like, the other night with the other guild?
Very much so.
The face.
Oh, fuck.
Please.
Yeah.
Follow me. And he just walks down the alley. And immediately behind you, you see...
The other two.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't say anything, but I look at the others and keep walking with them.
Yep.
He walks down the alleyway, and as you guys walk down the alleyway, he goes to a back door, and he opens up the back door very nonchalantly, and you see some people in the back, and they're like, huh, and he kind of goes like, he literally just waves his hand, and they all just fucking get out.
Oh, God.
They go through the front door, whatever, and he kind of goes, he opens up a latch on the floor that was completely hidden that you did not fucking see, and he kind of goes, please.
I go on down.
I head down.
Right. So you get down there, and there's like a small table, and there's a magic torch light on the wall, and there's probably about like, it's like a 14 by 14 foot area with a table. You also notice that there's some like torture tools on the wall and some butchery things and a case of wine. You're not sure exactly why. And he kind of goes, please, sit.
Intimidation tactic. I like
it. I take a seat.
Yeah. So, as you sit, he kind of goes like, would you like some wine? He takes one of the wine bottles and just uncorks it. Oh. He takes out a wine glass and pours some for himself and just sips it.
I'm personally okay. Thank
We've
you.
Had plenty of alcohol.
I insist. First day. He sets a glass in front of you, pours some more. Sets another one, pours some more.
I take the glass and like I swish it and like I smell it. I'm assuming it's good. He just drank some, so I'm assuming it's okay.
Yeah, he's drinking it.
I'll take a little sip.
It actually tastes pretty good. It's actually pretty nice, surprisingly.
More alcohol.
He kind of goes, well, it's a good year. It's over 120 years old. Made by the elves. Very sought after. Smells it. I think there's only maybe 3,000 bottles of this left.
Oh, wow.
You're looking at 12.
You must go for quite a fortune.
It did. kind of goes like,
how can we help you?
It's pretty simple. Kind of points to one of the people that's standing in the back, kind of goes like, one of my associates informed me here that you were quite helpful the other night. Kind of goes, we're always looking to expand our repertoire of people.
No, thanks. I start chugging the wine because I'm just
I take like a really, I take like a much deeper like gulp.
Yep.
I just keep it at like savers. I'm not like chugging it down.
I like glance over at Leovar and see like how his expression is.
He's just, you notice like he has his hand on his weapon. Just like.
He's the only one that has a weapon right now.
Yeah, he's fully armed. He's just like, kind of goes like, you notice the guy kind of like sees it. Goes, my friend, if we wanted to do that, this would be very quick and very silent. Trust me, there's no one that's going to hear you within, above that trap door. This room is soundproofed for a reason.
I feel like the sentiment that was offered was comfort, and the sentiment that was received was a little bit unnerved.
Apologies, then.
I don't know why I like that so much.
It's all right.
I'm just extending a friendly hand, so to speak. We, at the Guild, have seen potential in your small little group. Have found yourselves in awkward situations and maneuvered gracefully through them, to say the least. Not only that, but you have dealt with the royal court, and that, in our line, is a good thing. Also, you seem to be going around talking to everybody, which is just a horrible mess of things, but nevertheless.
I'm not discussing much.
We know. Anyways. I extend a friendly hand. The Guild is always looking for people of unique qualities and calibers, and you all seem to fit the bill.
Well, and what sort of stuff do you at your Guild do?
Protect the peace, work on removing individuals from power that would seek to destroy the balance that we have here, the fragile freedom many enjoy.
Well then, pardon my bluntness.
No, by all means, please. You are the talker of this group and one of great social value, and even someone who has come from a background of traversing through villages and talking to people and being a social consort. So please, I value your input very highly among this ragtag group of people that you just met.
He's calling us out.
Vera's just quiet for like a little bit. That's not necessarily against our own values, which I'm sure you've seen.
Yes, you seem to be very, very good at the do-goody part.
We enjoy the do-goody part.
And by all means, Bleeding Hearts Unite. I love it.
I'm trying to figure out how to word this. What does the Guild find to be the correct sources of power to keep the balance?
I think you would find that it's a lot more simple than you're thinking. We work on extracting people that are dangerous to the balance of Gallant. People like Higgs and Ralph forces that invade Gallants and try to kill nobles. We work on specialized missions infiltrating Higgs and Ralph places and eliminating high value people to Higgs and Ralph himself and to the whole country of Higgs and Ralph itself. Take it as an elite squad of people that work towards maintaining the freedom that is enjoyed here. That comes in many different jobs, but most of them towards your greater good.
Does that involve the discourse in Gallants itself over my very short amount of time here.
Let me be frank with you. I understand what you're getting at, but the truth of the matter is that there is no way, shape, or form you do any work within Gallants that does not affect someone in some place in some higher standing. The illusion that you don't is merely just that, an illusion. You might as well be with people that are well-informed rather than those that would just have you run around and cause more damage than you realize you're doing. And it's very easy to think you're doing the right thing, but in reality, you are causing far more damage than you realize. Many of these guilds do this sort of thing.
Understandable. I mean, the different...
And if it alleviates any of your mistrust in our ways of doing things, we are very upfront about what we do.
This is hard to talk as Vera, because these are the kind of characters I like and the kind of characters that I want to side with. I mean, I admire the straightforwardness, and I'm not personally against it. I think the only reason we all are, I might tense, is because we did, I guess falsely, looking back on it now, join forces due to a supposed threat from this guild. So that was our first impression.
Which is fair.
Bitch, 2 days ago you tried to sell our friend to Ixenroll.
It's not always clear-cut in our line of work. There are many things that are muddied and not always clear, but to be fair, we didn't know exactly who your friend was. He was an oddity, to be sure, and I am pretty sure you have heard. We did not take that job very willingly.
Yes.
And so then how is it that we came out helping you? In a manner, if we technically ruined that job for you.
Well, we didn't really want that job to go through.
We helped kind of off and not off.
Let me put it this way. No matter what you think of what we are, we will never directly help the Ixenral troops in any way, shape, or form. That supersedes most of what we do. So, in the unfortunate event, someone gets a contract. We are hired to do the contract. It's not always the best work, but it is work, and there are sometimes benefits to doing said work. There's a lot of things in the shadow that you can learn by employing the right people and playing the right cards. It is said that many times war is like cards, for the right card in the right place can give you the right hand. But if you play with the cards face down, as many people do, you never truly know your hand. Our job is to know the hand and direct the cards accordingly. It's very simple.
Understandable.
Again, this isn't a you have to. It is merely an outreach in good faith, since you have proven yourselves very adaptable in many different ways.
I do think I... generally speak for all of us, that we are flattered. And I think we will all take this into account. I kind of look over at Leovar again, though.
He's still holding his weapon.
Yeah, and I imagine he seems pretty tense. But I do appreciate the offer, because most likely we would not have found you on our own.
That's the intended effect.
So.
Well, the exit's right there. He turns towards Leovar. Leovar, Stormspear, no hard feelings. And Leovar just kind of like shakes his hand and just kind of like, I'm out of here. He goes, wait. He finishes the line. And then he leaves.
Yeah, I would finish
my
wine too.
The line.
And he kind of goes like, he corks it and goes, here, let's open a good faith. There's 2 glasses left.
I'll take the bottle and I appreciate your hospitality.
You're most welcome. Have a good rest of your night.
You as well. And we turn and leave. Mm-hmm. and we go back to the lion's den.
Yep, about that point, Ezra's character's there.
And he just stepped to the bathroom.
Oh, of course.
We're all very quiet. I would not talk the entire walk back. I would just kind of be thinking.
That's an odd approach. I am surprised. I would be saying that. I'd be like, I'd be half thinking aloud. Like, I'd be like, I am surprised.
I am not. They actually happened. That guild for a reason.
But they talked to us. Us. The people that were like the loud, like the big explosions. We walked around with a zombie dragon head thing.
We don't necessarily need to be exactly that, but we have a useful skill set.
And they probably see our loud ways of probably as naivete, if anything. Something that can be easily manipulated, maybe to their benefit.
Yeah, I agree with that point. But I mean, yeah, that is a very good strong point, but it's like we are not the... That's the point. You weren't supposed to know about us type of people. We're the type of people that goes like, oh, those bastards that came in here the other day asking all these dumb questions. That's more our line of work, at least so far.
Well, I mean, you don't know the affiliation of everyone around you. There could very well be loud people that are part of groups that you've never heard of. And you won't know that from first glance, even if you do know about that group. I swear
Wally's
to God.
Wally's wagon is part of the Assassin's Guild.
No, secretly it's been her driver the entire time.
Oh my God.
No. Think about it. We helped Wally.
That would be funny. We also helped things
inadvertently by fucking up their first contract.
Yeah.
We got two good things on their end so far.
That's getting Cora out was in the benefit of the fangs.
No, it wasn't getting Cora out. It was fucking up Ixenrol's plans.
No, I'm saying as a secondary helping. That was when we did.
Wally is part of the thing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going along Ezra's line.
Wally's just some fucking secret level like 12 assassin that's just like, what do you do? I'm a bad jester.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he was the Moon's Mirror like on the ground like info gatherer type person. Like, that would make a little bit more sense.
That'd be cool. I'd dig it.
Let's face it, that kind of job fits that bill very well.
A kind of shitty entertainer, but he's really just an information gatherer.
Tom Maryland vibes.
Yeah. But Tom Maryland can actually play stuff. That's the difference. He was actually skilled in the entertainment world.
Right. So, Ezra, do you stay the night at the guild, or do you go back to the lion's den?
Depending. What time did I finish paperwork?
Probably, like, midnight.
Yeah, I'm gonna go catch up on some drinking.
Okay. So, when you guys return, Ezra, about the same time you get there, your friends show up.
Oh, hey, you're done with all your paperwork?
Leovar kind of goes, I'm going to bed.
Nope. But we're not going to discuss.
You discuss. I have a headache, and now I'm annoyed.
But
I just.
Good night. It's not you. Just they can explain. And he walks.
It's probably
better behind closed doors.
You all look entirely too sober for a day of partying. I'm ordering.
I literally just have like a bottle of wine that I'm holding because literally all I have is like one little coin purse and like entertainment clothes that has nowhere to store a wine bottle. So I'm literally just carrying an almost empty bottle of wine around.
Oh, I had a bag of holding if you want.
I would just hold it.
Oh yeah, I have new clothing. You did not see my new clothing, but it is festive as fuck.
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah, no, he was there. He saw that.
Okay. When I was here?
Yeah, he saw that.
Forgot what day it was.
Right? Yeah. We did our day, and then he had a whole other day of paperwork.
I can't remember.
The drunken galley banding.
It's been a day.
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's go up to one of our rooms, I suppose. That'd be best.
Oh, man. It was good, and then it...
It was fun.
Yeah.
No one wants Father Ale.
No, let's discuss this first and then...
And we need to be sober to discuss this.
So, let's... Yeah, so grab an ale.
I feel like you guys talked to the things.
Grab an ale and we'll go up to our rooms.
I just am already walking up the stairs.
Mm-hmm. I say it with a bit more force.
And I just, I pick my room and I just unlock the door and I'll leave it open like a little bit and I'll sit on my bed and just...
Okay, bottle of emerald dust it is.
Alright, so you guys are inside Jessica's room.
Mm-hmm.
Leovar walks in.
Hi.
I feel like I should be here for this even if I don't
want to be. I thought you were going to bed.
I am, and he lays on the bed.
I guess you're taking his room.
Fair. I don't care. Once the doors close and everyone's up here. So, fill you in, we met with both the Moon's Mirror Guild and the Fangs Guild.
Okay, I recognize that second name. Who the fuck's the first?
The Rogues Guild.
The Nice Fangs Guild, I guess, would be the best way of the easiest way of describing it. They are sneaky people that care about the poor and like to take money from the rich. Basically.
Okay, but I look at Leovar. Most of us are not good at that.
They don't care.
Apparently they don't care.
They like different repertoires of set.
Everyone needs different skill sets.
They need big
and they,
metal meat bags.
Well, they also approached Leovar because they had seen the assistance that everyone provided in the Copper District specifically. So they wanted to reach out, and it seems like they are one of the few guilds that specifically helps out the people in need that can't necessarily help themselves.
Heroic Hunter's Guild does that too, just not in the city.
Yes, 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 yes.
So, okay.
The Fangs Guild found us after we left the Moon's Mirror, mm-hmm. and they said that they liked our skill sets, found promise in them, and wanted to recruit us and extend a hand if we wanted to. And then they apologized to Leovar for the hit, because their biggest thing seems to be they are against anything and everything that may have to do with Ixenral and trying to keep the peace in Gallants and around everywhere by making sure that Ixenral is not within the city. They basically just try to shut it down. So, and they knew everything about me. And
so
he made that very
just
clear.
Sort of uncork the bottle of emerald dust and
he just
hey.
I grab the emerald dust from him and take a swig as well.
Fine, on the fort.
I will make a fort save. I'm good with the fort.
So, I would be...
I can see considering one of these. Please tell me no one's actually considering the fangs.
No? I don't think so. I wasn't.
Vera just, like, looks off to the side for a second and doesn't say anything.
Lack of no I find concerning.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm a no. Like, I'm definitely a no, only because I think the idea of doing what you need to do, to the ends justify the means type of deal, I do agree with that to a degree, and I think they go a little past that degree, and they're like, I don't give a fuck. And we're doing it because we want to. And we think it's going to help everything. But I don't really think about it.
And how does one register with a...
I don't know. They were
secret guild.
They weren't very detailed on that. I'm concerned about that too. Like, it goes like, congratulations, you're working for the guild. Is that like, how it's going to be on our paperwork? It's just going to be really
can
scribbly?
We still sign up through... I don't know, the sword siren or whatever.
Sword rival?
Sure. And still take contracts with the... What was it? The moon's mirror?
Mm-hmm.
I think...
I don't know.
Are we signing up through no one because we fucking can or can't? I'm not really sure how this is supposed to work, and...
Well,
we're just a group that does things for nothing and somehow make money.
Well, it sounded like we got more from Brazier at the
Moon's Mirror.
She did kind of talk about, like, yeah, if you're working for us, like, I mean, it's not gonna, like, help grow you, more or less, but you'd be helping out people. That was more or less the takeaway, like... You're not going to make a whole bunch of money. We have some stuff to offer, but not a shit ton of stuff to offer. And at the end of the day, it's like some weird paperwork thing where there's still a legal guild, but it's like a weird thing. She didn't go into much detail. But she gave us info, kind of.
Okay. It sounds like both of those are gonna be huge no's for a theoretical for my guild to join, but
I mean, we wouldn't.
Theoretically,
you wouldn't
they
be
don't
able to tell
to
them.
No,
you. Yeah. The big thing about both of them is that it has to stay hush hush, so your guild would not know. I would assume.
Yeah, that'd be fair.
Because people can't know that we'd be a part of that.
Yeah, I mean,
and if your guild knew, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It would just be you're going out and doing contract work. And that's it.
I wonder if we could use your guild as a proxy.
I wonder if that's what they'd signed us up as. Like,
I have a feeling, though, if something bad happens, the guild will be held in response. held responsible, and then that would be bad for Bosgrim.
Indeed.
I feel like though, but these two secret guilds have remained secret guilds for a reason, and people fuck up. I mean, look at they kind of fucked up with the Fangs. People fucked up.
They didn't fuck up. It was the Mercs.
Well, yeah, but the little, like, those guys fucked up, but it didn't, like, screw over the entire guild and everybody.
The Mercs weren't part of the Fangs.
No, but they're fronting as the Fangs.
Well, obviously.
Leovar kind of rolls over and he goes, obviously people know about both these guilds.
Hmm.
Like, yeah.
It just goes, at what rate they know.
Yeah, and it's not like they get in... If bad stuff happens, it's not like... I don't see these guilds being like the type of guilds that they come marching on their front doors and going like, yeah, you guys fucked up real bad. It's more like, please stop doing that.
Yeah, which means we as individuals fucked up real bad and take the entire fall.
That is true. I see what you're saying now. Okay, I get what you're saying now. I mean, that's
and
fair.
We as individuals have personal ties, some of us to other guilds.
Fair.
Some of us to people, some of us to organizations.
Yeah, we get more hung out to dry with these
sorts
of guilds. That is fair.
And we agreed to do that for the princess.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it different if it's the same goal?
I'm not saying that it's different. I'm just
pointing it out.
At least with the princess, we have things that are benefiting people for certain.
Yes, that
we weren't going to necessarily hurt a noble that's going to be out for a vendetta with helping the princess
also,
to hunt a necromancer in the Copper District.
The thing is, that's also the Fangs in the Moon Mirror. They are there to try to help keep the peace for the large majority of it. They are trying to operate off of knowledge that they have, that they gather, and they can gather a lot more intelligence than it seems like the princess can.
Okay, I'm gonna put it this way. One of the catches that you told me about the moon's mirror is lightning heavy purses. Let me tell you one thing nobles don't like and will cause a vendetta for. Their purse is getting lightened.
To be fair,
it didn't say necessarily that it would be our own personal nobles.
No, and also it was taking jobs from those nobles.
Yes.
That's how we lighten their purses. Not necessarily jipping them.
It's going to be a very good way to make enemies as well.
Leovar kind of goes like, I get what he's saying. Honestly, we might piss off some nobles with Moon's Mirror.
We also might piss off nobles wanting to do the right thing.
Oh, we're going to piss off nobles regardless. I'm just saying.
If that's the fear that we're going in for, then we're not going to be successful unless we work with, like, the gold shield.
Throwing this out there. I'm not against the moon's mirror. I'm just saying these are definitely some possibilities.
Oh, of course.
Leovar kind of goes like, can I just say I'm against the fangs?
I would concur.
Okay.
I am same. And at least if we do go with the moon's mirror, since they are super secret, we will not have to be conscripted to fight along the prince and the war. So there's that added benefit.
We don't
benefit.
Know that for sure. Let's not assume that.
I am fairly certain that the nobles are going to know something of the moon's mirror.
But will they be able to locate them and actually get them to fight?
Leovar just kind of throws up his hands. He kind of goes like, look, they operate in gallons. I'm sure gallons knows they exist. And the only reason why they still exist is because they have some use.
They're helpful at different times.
And like, I'm going to also say this, on a battlefield, information is important as politics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's fair.
I mean, with the fangs, like, they get info, take out key targets, but I am never one...
Are we
one...
even still talking about the fangs?
I'm just saying, I'm never one for torturing. That's why they're kind of a big no for me.
It sounds like everyone is no on fangs.
I don't know.
And I just look at Vera.
It's diplomacy. It's not. I don't. It. I see a value in what they do, and in knowing as much as they do. But I am not saying that we have to join them. I just am not an immediate no like you guys are. I'm not gonna fight you guys on, oh my god, we have to join the fangs, but I could see a lot of benefit from it. But I do prefer the moon's mirror.
Sometimes so. I hate logic.
Leovar kind of goes like, while I understand that, I just don't want to work for the people that tried to kill me.
That, and
even
completely
if they hand,
respectable.
Even if they shake my hand, that doesn't retract the whole, hey, we tried to sell you to Iggs and Rao.
I mean,
they didn't try to sell you to Ixnarel.
No, I know, but you know, in it was like.
But in hindsight, and now knowing also what they do,
look,
does it make sense?
That's what they say. I don't trust them.
Well, I also partially went to go help him because I've heard about that guild and the type of stuff they do to people. If they take you, you're not coming back. Type of stuff. So that's why I went to go
help
him.
Yeah, and how do those rumors get spread? By people who don't know entirely what happened, and they only see what happened on the outside.
Did you see all the torturing stuff?
Yes,
they had down
I
there?
Did.
It sounds like the Moon's Mirror Guild gathers information, not extracts information. You know what I mean? Like, that's the difference.
I am not saying that they're a good organization. I'm saying this war is up against this giant dragon that has forces that were not a few miles outside of Gallant's and got this far as half dragons. The fangs might need to extract some information out of people who know about that sort of stuff. And do I think it's entirely right? No. Do I think it's warranted to keep people safe from dragons? Yes. Because if they can get that close to Gallants, what is inside of Gallants? And who that's can fair. Suss them out besides an organization that's just like that? So, I'm not saying we have to join the Fangs. I'm not saying they're good. But I am saying, if they weren't here, Gallants might not be as well protected as it is. They play an integral part in it.
Lilvar kind of goes like, and I respect that. I still don't want to work with people to check
it. So we're joining the Fangs.
I would like us to consider the Moon's Mirror if it works out logistically. So I would like to see if we can't all talk to her again and bring our concerns, but also bring our interest and see if we can get that to be... get that to work in our favor, because they are obviously interested in our skill set. So if they can assist us in the paperwork and the transparency and not invisibleness that our party will need to operate in, then I think that's worth it. If we can, he's upset.
Looking at Trevor.
What Trevor do?
Trevor said, join the Assassin's Guild instead.
Oh, says join the Assassins instead.
Yeah, let's join the Moon's Mirror. Yeah, we totally joined the Moon's Mirror.
But yeah, I think it's worth having a conversation to see if it will work. If it can't work, I do not want to sacrifice the other work that we were doing in order to join the Moon's Mirror. I would rather continue to assist the people we have been helping and find another guild that we can do it on the up and up.
Okay,
it would not hurt to have opinions of other potential employers.
And we might just want to ask around about these guilds from an outside source and not just rely on what they're telling us about themselves.
You know. I agree with your point. I'm totally okay with Moonsmere. I think they're the more down-to-earth type of guild so far.
I am hesitant, but I am also for it.
Especially if it works legality-wise for...
You just want to do it so you can meet her again?
No, that is totally not the reason at all. They talk about helping the people.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about her boss.
I'm going to tell your girlfriend you were hitting on it.
But yeah, no, we'll see.
I mean, we could still just go legit and go with any of the actual.
Yeah. We're not forced into it. We're not marrying the guild. We're not becoming part of the guild.
We leave it until the end of the week, continue getting information, and see where that takes us.
Yeah. Fine. That's fine by me.
Okay.
Vera would totally join the Fangs if she could.
And here is where we are going to end this episode. Be sure to join us next time in the land of Sonnen.